Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Philip Roberts, Extension Entomologist for the University of Georgia. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the things that I think we need to revisit is using more of an integrated approach to pest management. Integrated pest management, that's something that we've done in cotton for many, many years. Perhaps we have drifted from some of these principles in recent years, but IPM is a proven program. IPM is going to help us manage resistance, help us preserve some of these existing tools, particularly for some of our bug pests like tarnished plant bugs and stink bugs. We're relying on some of chemistry which has been around for many, many years. They're still very important and needed to maintain profitable production, but we got to fit that in a program and help protect some of these older products in terms of resistance management.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
All the way from the far west to Texas to the mid-south and the southeast. And each of these parts of the Cotton Belt have their own unique challenges. Myself, being from the University of Georgia, I've cooperated a lot with my colleagues in the southeast. Stink bugs continue to be one of our primary pests. One change that we have seen in terms of our toolbox or available technologies is we're going to be looking at using alternative treatments like our neonicotinoid seed treatments. This is the time where they really need to learn what they can about thrips and how they do impact cotton. The more we can understand, or the more a grower, consultant, decision maker can understand about the pest, just its general biology, how it impacts yield and whatnot, the better decisions he'll make.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most of our growers still use some type of preventive treatment to control this pest, but it's a very predictable pest. One of the things we will say, as our growers are moving to these seed treatments, the activity on thrips tends not to be as long, a little shorter residual control with our seed treatments compared with Timic. So we do anticipate the need to make a few more foliar sprays for thrips. It gets back to understanding the biology of the pest and how it interacts with the plant in terms of yield. But one thing we'll say is if you have problems with thrips very early in that plant's development, and we're thinking one-leaf cotton, two-leaf cotton, you really need to react and take care of that problem. We actually have a very short window where we're concerned about thrips. Once we get to the four-leaf stage, you know, we're pretty much out of that susceptibility window. But we do want to encourage growers to make sure they start looking at these stands very early in that plant's development. And if we do run into problems, we do need to react on a very timely basis.